on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot.
Oh! Engel holds his own. Here's a shot. They score. Get ready, Milwaukee. The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four.
All the game winners.
Barnes back in. Picked up. Badgers score. Mark Singerly. Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten championship.
All the legends.
Leaf deep breakaway. Caulfield in for the win. He shoots it. Scores. Give him the homie now.
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and
It's everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
From inside a festive Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee, the sixth-ranked Badgers continue their great start to the season with the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Tonight, it's the Air Force Falcons taking on the Badgers, a team that has been one of the biggest success stories in the first half of the college hockey season. Good evening, happy holidays to all of you, and welcome back inside Fiserv Forum, the home of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, perched in the American Family broadcast booth. I'm Rob Vogel, happy to be joined by former Badger Ian Perrin. And Ian, what a difference a year or two makes. In the first two trips to this event, the Badgers brought with them sub-500 records. They were looking to turn around or jumpstart their seasons. Now at 14-4, ranked sixth in the country, Badgers just hoping to validate and add to what has been a remarkable first half of the season.
Well, the only positive that I see right now is that you and I, with our bad eyesight and both of our glasses, it will not be tough to differentiate who's from Air Force and who's from Wisconsin. Those have to be the loudest blue, or what do they call that, baby blue, powder blue, what is that?
Let's call them Air Force blue.
Force blue, okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, they stand out. There will be no question as to who's going to get the assist or who's going to get the penalty, whether it's a blue or a white guy, you know, a white jersey person.
Yep.
And, it's going to be fun. I don't know what to expect, and I don't think any of these young men know what to expect either. It's a lot of these players from the Badgers have never played in the Quick Trip face-off tournament, and to be honest with you, it's a different animal. Granted, there's significantly more Badger fans here than there are Air Force fans, obviously, but the fact of the matter being is that this is the second half of the season, and you just do not want to let people down. But they've also had 3 weeks off.
Yes.
And so you keep wondering as a coach, did I do enough to prepare them to come back, all the rest of this kind of stuff. Not 100% sure what's going to happen with it, but I would say if they continue their ways as they have in the past, in the first semester in particular, this ought to be a whale of a hockey game.
As Ian mentioned, the team's warming up on the ice here at Fiserv Forum right down below us. And, Ian, the Badgers come in riding a 5-game winning streak. So they are on a roll, even though there's been that 18-day break. So you go with that rest versus rust theory. They'll be without Quinn Finley, who's playing for Team USA at the World Junior Championship. What maybe from this first half of the season, in Mike Hastings' first season behind the bench, on the bench with this Badger team, has impressed you the most about the way they've jumped out to this 14-4 record?
I think the defensive coverage is the primary thing that I see. And, I hate to say this, but I got to give Bill Howard some credit on this analysis.
All right.
We have talked at length, Brian and I have talked at length, about how the goaltending has just been so phenomenal by comparison to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle McClellan has been amazing, and then to put Grammy in there and have him do what he did. But the fact of the matter is that they don't have to second guess. the way the defensive system is for the Badgers, the offside is always taken care of. And so they can just stand and face the puck and make that initial shot save if possible. But the fact of the matter being is that that was not there last year, and goaltenders had to make so many acrobatic saves, not knowing who was going to take the shot just because of the way the defensive coverage was. Very disciplined in the defensive zone, and that makes the goaltender's job twice as easy. And as a result of that, I think that goaltending has really carried straight forward into the second semester. Let's hope that it does.
Badgers, as you mentioned, the best defensive team in the country in terms of goals allowed, only giving up 31 so far this season. And Kyle McClellan enters with the third best goals against average in all of college hockey, 1.82. He's among the leaders in save percentage at .931. William Krama, not too bad either in his two games that he's played this year. One of those a shutout. He's given up a nice average of 0.51 goals against average. That will get the job done indeed. As this pregame show continues, we'll get more on Ian's thoughts in this matchup with Air Force. These teams haven't played since 1982, so a lot of history for Ian to cover here tonight between these two. We'll have the starting lineups and the latest injury update, but up next, it's time to check in with head coach Mike Hastings. Back with more on the pregame show in 2 minutes. You're listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer. Highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Clouds return on Saturday, some flurries possible Saturday night. High upper 30s, Sunday, mostly cloudy, mid-30s, and a touch breezy. Right now it's 31.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential, and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Pre-game show continuing here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee as we count down towards face-off of the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off between the Badgers and Air Force this evening. Joined by Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And Coach, happy holidays, and I guess welcome back to work. I'm guessing after the 18 days since your last game, the coaches, the players are all probably pretty excited to get back to work and some game action.
Yeah, first of all, good to see you, and it's nice to be back after it because one thing I found about hockey players, they don't mind a break. They just don't want a long one. And this is the longest one we get on the year. And the guys have come back with great attitudes. They took care of themselves away from the game and came back in really good shape. So we're excited to drop a puck.
So many things that fans have been excited to see in your first half of the season and things that you've been able to do. You, as a coach, what's most pleased you from what you've seen from your team in this first half, aside from the record, of course, which has been very good?
Well, there's been a lot of a we and not a lot of me, and that is why I think we've had a decent first half. Guys have bought into playing for each other and trying to set the next guy up for success, and they have been afraid to go to work every day, whether that's in the weight room or out on the practice sheet. And I think they're enjoying what they're doing right now because they're putting a lot of effort into it and they're being rewarded for it. So really just very thankful for the guys that were here before me because they did a good job with the guys that decided to stay and really, I think, put them in a position of success for us coming in. So we're excited about the second half and look forward to tonight.
In that transition for you, when you and your coaching staff first started out here, I know it's a good lesson probably for coaches of all ages. You want to establish your culture. You want to do lots of things when you come in to implement your systems. For you, what is a key for a coach to be able to do that, to not turn off players maybe who've been here in the past, to keep them buying in and to get them understanding what your philosophy is going to be as a coach?
Well, and coaches go nowhere without their players. They're the most important piece. And so really getting some feedback from them on what they were looking for, what they thought might be a good direction for us to go, and then surrounding myself with really good people, which the university gave me an opportunity to do, and then just try and get on the same page as quick as we could. And again, I want to compliment the leadership group that we have, the Mike Verlicky, D. St. Fal, Kier, that group that came back. They had a want to and a willingness to go through some of the hard things early, and they've done a great job leading us. We're going to lean on them over the second half.
We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Coach
joined once again by Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. We count out towards face-off here. Badgers against Air Force. It's a third year of a unique event here in Fiserv Forum. This holiday tournament that you get to see teams that you don't normally maybe get to see during the year out of conference. What do you want your team to get out of an experience like this when they step out of conference? Obviously, a goal of winning a championship is always a good one, but what do you hope they take from this and gain from this as a team before you move back into conference play?
Well, first, what you brought up right there, there are very limited opportunities that you have during a season to play for championships other than your regular season and your playoffs. And so for us to be able to come to an event, you go away from your home, so it's a neutral site, even though we're playing within our borders, which hopefully it's not going to be neutral to us, that we're going to have a little bit of the red and white in the stands pushing for us. And then two, you know, it's a little different where you're in the you look out in the Big Ten, you look out into the NCHC, the majority of the conferences other than really Hockey East, you play the same team in back-to-back nights. Tonight we're going to play a team, tomorrow we're going to play a different team. That's unique. It almost mirrors an NCAA regional. You're at a place that doesn't consistently have an ice sheet in it day in and day out because it's a multi-purpose facility. So the ice sheet isn't going to probably be as proper as what we're used to being in our own place. Back on campus or the other team. So we're going to have to adjust to some things that we're not used to, and I think that's good to be uncomfortable if we're ever fortunate to be in an NCAA regional. And so for us, I think we want to use the experience to be prepared for something hopefully in our future, but then also take an opportunity of defending our state and defending what we're doing here and trying to continue to build on our second half as we had a good first half. This is a start for us that we don't want to waste.
You get uncommon opponents in a tournament like this. Air Force tonight, it's been since 1982 that the Wisconsin program has played Air Force, but you're well-versed in Air Force hockey and their head coach and all that they bring to the table. What would you expect to see from an Air Force coach team that you'll see here tonight for the Badgers?
They're going to be as well-prepared as any team in the country. I've got a lot of respect for Frank Ceratori. He helped me become a better hockey player, a better person when I played for him back in the USHL 100 years ago. But one thing we're gonna have to go earn everything we want tonight. They're gonna finish every check. They're gonna block shots. All the details that they get to control are gonna be on point. So we're gonna have to go out and make some plays under duress. Make sure that we're not always the one getting finished. We're gonna have to go bump into some people tonight and then win the net front battles. Be disciplined because they're gonna be. And I think it's a great opportunity for our team to grow.
Appreciate the time and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. We'll have more in the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
breaking
milk.
Breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Show continues here from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Badgers taking on Air Force. Already had game one today in this event. The other semifinal, Minnesota Duluth playing Northeastern, and Northeastern wins in overtime by the score of 4-3. So they await the winner of our contest in the championship game. Badgers either way will play at 7:30 tomorrow night. Time for our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. For the Badgers, Brady Cleveland, the freshman defenseman out of Wausau, suffering an undisclosed injury in practice this week. He is out of the lineup tonight. A chance for Owen Mellenbacher to get into the lineup at center, and Sawyer Scholl, an additional forward as well. But Ian, it points out something that's been a plus for the Badgers in this first half of the season: depth. Nine players have 10 points or more so far this season, and even though they don't have anybody in the top 10 or 20 in the scoring leaders around college hockey, they've got some depth, and that'll go a long way for a team as well.
Well, I happened to be at practice when Brady Cleveland went down in the corner, and I didn't know if it was a concussion or an upper body injury or whatever it was. But that's as gingerly, there's an old-time term for you,
yeah.
As gingerly as I've seen a young man go off the ice. And he did not return for the rest of practice, so I figured it was something significant. And whether it's just for precautionary reasons or not, the freshman defenseman will sit out at least tonight's game, and we'll see what happens for tomorrow. But I just want to go back to the interview that you did with Coach Hastings, and I think he was underestimating or under-evaluating the influence that Coach Frank Ceratori has had on Mike Hastings. It is amazing how many times their paths have crossed.
Yes.
And unbeknownst to me, how many stories about guys like me who were in the same profession that they both came up with.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Well, as you know, college hockey is a small world, that's for sure. Pass cross.
I will honestly say that it's as close to a tight-knit family as there was, and I can speak from personal experience of some tragedies that happened in my life, and the first people to come to my aid were all coaches that never really get along with me most of the time, I guess. I don't know.
Boy, that's a long handshake line, let me tell you, folks. Well, when we return, we'll have our Quick Trip starting lineups and get you ready for the opening face-off here in the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. It's the Badgers and the Air Force Falcons coming to you from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts, as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Time now to get you ready for tonight's contest between the Badgers and the Air Force Falcons here at the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off with our Quick Trip starting lineups. And a couple of notes from the Air Force Falcons, who enter this evening's contest with an 8-9-1 record overall, 5-4-1 in the American Hockey Conference. They've got a couple of Wisconsin connections on their roster. Mason McCormick, who hails from Verona, played 153 games over 4 years of junior hockey before ending up in Colorado Springs with Air Force. Last year, in fact, he had 34 games played for these Falcons. He is joined by Owen Dubois. I'm working on my French there. Dubois.
Say oui.
Who graduated from La Walton High School, also played for 4 years in the juniors, 135 games total before the honor roll student from La Follette found his way onto the Air Force Falcons campus and playing for Air Force this season in Frank Serratore. Looking at the Badgers starting lineups this evening, David Cilia will center Matthew D. St. Paul and Cruz Lucius. Lucius riding a five-game point streak with his team leading 8 goals on the year. Second line of Christian Fitzgerald, who's got 2 goals in his last 4 games played. Hill center Simon Tassi and Charlie Stramel. Owen Mellenbacher, who as I mentioned is into the lineup tonight, will be between William Whitelaw and Tyson Dick. And William Whitelaw had hoped to be playing elsewhere right now, Ian, but he is not joining Quinn Finley with the World Junior team for Team USA. Sometimes that can be a motivator. Sometimes a guy can have a hangover from that. You never really know until you see how they react to all of that.
Every time you turn around, it's based. The reaction is based on the individual, and he's a pretty temperamental young man. I mean, he has a lot of highs and a lot of lows, and I think the best thing that he could do is try and find some middle ground right now and forget about the fact that he's not on the junior national team, and he is here with the Badgers and should be totally concentrating on winning a Quick Trip Face-Off championship.
Certainly the Badgers happy to have him in the roster. And the fourth line will be Owen Lindmark, centering Carson Bantle and Jack Horbach. And that has been a great line. Horbach and Lindmark doing their job, killing penalties and playing 5-on-5. And Carson Bantle with 7 goals already this year, off to a great start. And what a difference a year makes for him as
cool.
Well. Ian, huh?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, again, we have commented, you and I, when Bill Howard and Paul Brown were doing the game, we saw him score 3 goals,
yep.
Carson Bantle did, and then you turn around and out of nowhere, the first thing we looked at was last year he would have been looking up at the ceiling going, what did I just do wrong?
Right.
Now all of a sudden it's, hey, I just did it right.
For the Badgers on the blue line, Daniel Lotch and Anthony Kerr paired together as are Joe Palatichuk, Ben Dexheimer, Mike Vorlicki, and Zach Schultz. Kyle McClellan between the pipes, and I don't know if it's the million-dollar question, but it's certainly one of the big questions this year. Let me ask you, what do you see different, just better? What is it with Kyle McClellan? McClellan, who has posted fantastic numbers this year. Not to say that he was bad last year, but boy, has he been good this season.
He's got a better team playing in front of him.
That
He's
helps.
Got a better defensive team playing in front of him. And I think when you start off and a couple of games early on where the Badgers were behind and he played out of his mind, and then they turn around and win the game. And what do they have, 6 third period comebacks? And he was in goal for 5 of them, I think. But the fact of the matter being is that confidence is just dripping off of the young man, and that's a big issue when it becomes a goaltender.
Well, if you're one of those people who likes to look at a series history between two teams to see how things will play out, looking at the past to predict the present and the future,
you have nothing.
There's not much to draw on here.
Exactly.
You've got to go all the way back to November of 1982, a year that turned up pretty well for the Badgers, as I recall, that 82-83 season, ending in a national championship. The Badgers played Air Force in a pair of games in Madison. If you average 13.5 goals per game, I'd like to think your chances are pretty good of winning those contests. And the Badgers did sweep that series by scores of 13-1 and 14-0 over Air Force. Hard to believe the programs haven't played since.
My association with Air Force came when I was the head coach at UW-Eau Claire. We made a trip out to the Air Force Academy and played a doubleheader on Friday and Saturday. Ironically, it was the year that Colorado College was building their new rink, and Colorado College was scheduled to play the Badgers on the same days, except that they got bumped to Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, so that the UW-Eau Claire Blue Golds could play Air Force on Friday, Saturday. And it was a great game. It was one of the first times that I had faced Frank Sertori, and it was memorable. Let's put it that way.
Air Force Falcons have been introduced. The Badgers will be introduced right now here on the Fiserv Form Ice, and we will have the opening faceoff when we return. It's Wisconsin Hockey coming to you from downtown Milwaukee at Fiserv Form for the third annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
In the championship game.
I got a feeling that if they play Northeastern in the championship game, they're going to pay special attention to number 15, Jack Williams, for Northeastern. Had a hat trick, including the winner in overtime.
Yeah, I would think they would pay attention to him. Certainly the Badgers hoping to reach that championship game for the third straight year in this event, losing last year in the title game to Clarkson, but winning the inaugural Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship in a shootout that first year over Yale. So been plenty of excitement here in the home of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks, at least a couple years ago, and hopefully soon to be again for the Milwaukee Bucks. Teams gathering in front of their nets and now returning to their benches as we get ready for the opening faceoff. And it's an opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. It's the rest versus rust theory, Ian.
I guess
in those first few minutes, we'll get an indication if guys are trying to get their legs back and their wind and lungs back in them.
I think the team motto was, let's take the air out of their sails or whatever okay. The case may be.
Sure. This Badger team comes in with a 14-4 record. Air Force 8-9-1. Puck is dropped, and we are underway with a great day for hockey here at Fiserv Forum. It's the Badgers and the Air Force Falcons in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. Badgers get into the offensive zone early, but the Falcons get it out to center and bring it into the offensive zone. In over the line, losing it was Hedden. It'll go back below the goal line. Carson Bantle scoops it up on the far side. Bantle lugs it out to center ice through the neutral zone. In over the line, tries to get off a shot, has it roll off his stick as he was approaching the defenseman, McCormick, and then it's played out to center ice. And in the offensive zone come the Falcons with their first chance for pressure. But the pass comes off the near boards, scoots back out to center ice. Owen Baumgartner will regroup, retreat back in his zone, and stolen from Cruz. Lucius backhand, forehand, tries to tuck it home, but is denied. Blessing makes the save. DeSaint Foul scoops up the rebound. Centering pass and a shot right on by Celia. Now Lucius with the rebound, chops at it and puts it on Blessing, who will cover it up this time. Good pressure there that started with Cruz Lucius creating a turnover.
Yeah, he stripped the defenseman and he had basically a lone break. I think everybody knew what he was going to do, including the goaltender. He went from backhand to forehand, but he just didn't get it elevated enough. It caught the right hand or the left hand pad of left side pad of the goaltender.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. David Celia will take it. He's been one of the top Badger centermen this season, along with Owen Lindmark. They're two of the best in the Big Ten and amongst the best in all of college hockey this year. Lindmark over 60% and Celia just under 60%. Play continues in the Air Force zone, but momentarily as the Falcons get it out to center ice and try to get it deep. DiCarlo in over the line, drops off a pass, and then the wrist shot is whistled high and well wide of the net. Badgers finally get it. Stramo along the far boards has it roll off his stick harmlessly, but then goes out to the point and a long shot steered aside by McClellan. Has to make another pad save as the Badgers looking a little ragged in their own zone at the moment, trying to get it out. They do finally get it out to center ice. It'll be played right back in by Lucas Kuhn as he dumps it in and then heads off on a change.
Badgers bobbled the puck about three times coming out of the defensive zone. And I remember Grant Stambrook always used to say, you know, Ian, if you get in that problem, just stick a fork in it, and then you won't lose it every time.
Ben Dexheimer back in his own zone, plays it across to Pilatichuk. He'll play it off the back wall to Dexheimer. And Ben will play it right through center ice, and a pass as the Badgers come on the break. Stramel collects it, tries a centering pass, a little touch pass, and that's hitting a skate of the Falcons forward right in front of him, and that allows them in transition to dump it back into the Badger zone. Dexheimer's there, swats it along the boards, pass, Stramel out to center ice, Tassie absorbs a check. Trying to get the puck, can't get control of it. It goes right over the Holiday Faceoff logo, and the Falcons dump it in. Oliphant will play it to the near side. It comes back towards the point. Tassie is there, though, to pick it off and then lob it up into the air and out to center ice as the Badgers try to get a change. No score here. First couple of minutes of the first period here in this second semifinal of the Holiday Faceoff. Semifinal game, winner to take on Northeastern.
Well, if there was any question of the intensity that Air Force would bring, their coaching staff, and with Frank Saratori being the main man, they're going to come out like gangbusters, and they have.
Stramel in the offensive zone. Had it on his backhand, rolled off, plays a pass to Lotch. Lotch from the point, throws it towards the net. That's deflected well up off the netting, high above Guy Blessing between the pipes. And so there'll be a faceoff in the offense zone for the Badgers. 16:51 to go in the first period. Still no score, each team with one shot on goal.
There are so many things with the name Guy Blessing.
Yes.
There are so many things that you could say.
Well, he has logged a lot of ice time for this team. An Air Force team that went through four different starting goaltenders a year ago. Not so this year. Guy Blessing has started every game, played all 18. He's got an 8-9-1 record, a 3.06 goal against average, and an 8.85 save percentage. Bansal in the offensive zone has it on his backhand along the far boards. He'll cycle it down low. Goes past. Lindmark comes to the near side. Lotch pinching in. Will keep it below the goal line. Horbach races after. Delivers a hip check. Kerr keeps it in the zone. Bansal now controls. He throws it from the far blue line but can't get it on net. Now Kerr at center ice will at least provide a roadblock that forces the Falcons to dump it in. Instead, it goes up and out of play, and so there'll be a faceoff back out at center ice.
Well, just assessing the crowd tonight, I would say that the whole first level is pretty much full, except for the probably 300 people who are still enjoying a cold beverage in the lobby area.
And you can see some people filling up on that upper level over to our right. Milwaukee has been good to the Badgers over the years. They own 9 holiday tournament titles in Milwaukee, winning 8 Badger hockey showdowns at the old Bradley Center from 89 to 2002. And then the Badgers won 3 more titles when the event moved to Madison. And of course, they won 2 years ago, the inaugural holiday faceoff, and then lost in the title game a year ago. And who can forget 2006, the old Bradley Center, when the Badgers won the national championship, beating Boston College 2-1. Still yet center ice, will play it off the boards and then race after it. Can't get to it. It's controlled by Hedden for Air Force. Along the near boards, avoids the check of Cilia. Plays it cross ice and a chance for Air Force to break it out cleanly to Will Gavin, the leading goal scorer for the Falcons. Plays it ahead. A backhand pass never reaches the net. Badgers scoop it up and a chance to go in transition. Cruz Lucius at center ice. Kind of bobbled a little bit. Wasn't sure whether he was going to pass or deke with it. What to do with it as his teammates were heading off on a change. And finally, backhands it in deep. Lifted right back out to center ice. Dexheimer will have to go get it. He'll have time as the Falcons are in the middle of a change. 15:30 to go in the opening period. No score between the Badgers and the Air Force Falcons. Badgers dump it deep into the offensive zone. Will Starring will play it around the boards to the near side. Dexheimer holds it at the line, however. Got a man out front, tries to get around his defender on his forehand. Finds Tassie with a one-timer, and he scores! Simon Tassie. Badgers lead it 1-0.
Well, I was going to be critical of Ben Dexheimer for carrying that puck, but when he went wide, I thought for sure he was going to try and go all the way across. But instead, he makes kind of a hand curl and finds Tassie all by himself. Both the defenders from Arizona were, or Arizona, Air Force, were not within a stick's length. So Simon Tassie lights the lamp.
Tassie let it go quickly and put it right in that five hole between Guy Blessing's pads and gave the Badgers here the early lead off the feed from Dexheimer. Badgers control the puck in their own zone. Long lead pass, just a little too far for Tassie, but he'll be the first one there, so no icing. Tassie behind the net, can't get control of it, allows Air Force to play it along the far boards, and Oliphant will get it out to center ice. Christian Fitzgerald back in his own zone being harassed and then loses control of the puck, but his teammate's there to collect it as Kerr plays it up the middle. That pass is turned over. McCormick will come back. The Verona native loses the puck as he drives for the net, but that's scooped up by teammate Nate Horn. Horn along the far boards is pinned up against the wall by Lotch. Fitzgerald jabs at it with his stick, but as he jousts for it, his twig falls down on the ice, and so now he's without anything to do any damage, so he just holds his man up against the boards. Falcons get control of the puck. It comes out to the near side, top of the circle. Shot is deflected and goes around the boards and out to center ice off the stick of Sam Brennan. Brennan has it now in his own zone. He'll backhand it off the near boards and clear the zone at least out to center ice. Mellenbacher outnumbered 3-1, still digging for it along the near boards. Keeps it out at center ice. 6 minutes gone by in the opening period. Badgers on top, 1-0, thanks to Simon Tassie's 6th goal of the season.
And a great setup by Ben Dexheimer.
One of those new faces to come to the Badger program, along with the coaching staff this year, Simon Tassie, who certainly contributed right out of the gate for this team. not just with the six goals, but the energy and effort that he has brought, the compete level, to this team. Badgers controlling in their own zone. William Whitelaw behind his own net. As Air Force sits back and waits for the Badgers, trying to trap them out at center ice. Badgers able to get it into the zone. Tyson Dicto's thrown up against the wall, loses control of the puck. It'll come to Hedden. He'll play it along the near boards, and it's lifted out to center ice. Dexheimer plays it ahead towards Mellenbacher, who can't get to it after it touched the stick off of Whitelaw.
Yeah,
big check
boy.
Right in front of the Badger bench by Pilatichuk, who has just become Ian's boy, apparently, for that heavy hit. Pilatichuk with control of it in his own zone. Gets it off to Dexheimer. Snaps a cross-ice pass over to Stramel. Gets around one man. Stramel cuts to the middle. Had it in skates. Charlie couldn't control it. And finally, it is scooped up by Will Gavin, the leading goal scorer for Air Force. Gets it down into the Badger zone. Now Stramel takes over control. Has it checked off his stick at center ice. Wristed hard and back into the offensive zone by Air Force's Will Starring. In the near corner, Dexheimer bumped up against the wall. Two Falcons, two Badgers all meet. Puck comes out to the blue line. Around it goes. Shot from the far side that whistles wide of the net off the stick of Starring again. Starring has it just in front of the Badger bench. Let's a wrist shot go. It's deflected out front. And somehow McClellan found it just enough to get the pad on it and keep the momentum from carrying it over the goal line.
And more importantly, Ben Dexheimer just clamped down on the Air Force forward on that rebound attempt.
Brennan will dump it in for Air Force. Around the boards it goes. Kerr is there. Can't chip it off the wall and out. A centering pass is picked off by Lucius. Has it in his skates. And now Cruz will get it to the center ice. And then float a backhand. Couldn't get it deep as his teammates were in a change. Now Cruz gathers the loose puck and snaps one off. Goaltender was going to his right. The puck went back to his left, and it just missed that open part of the cage.
Every time he's got the puck, I think there's going to be points put on the board.
Something's going to happen, that's for sure. D. St. Fall off the cycle had it. Comes back to Kerr. His shot hits a pad. Ricochets out to Lotch just inside the blue line on the far side. Lotch snaps it over to Kerr. Kerr will play it towards the corner. D. St. Fall chops at it. It goes right through the slot. Lotch pinching in, keeps it in, takes it deep below the goal line. To D. St. Fall from the goal line, a sharp angle shot that whistles wide of the net. Cilio able to hold it in front of the Air Force bench. Nice hustle to work there. Plays it deep, down below the goal line. Lucius was tied up. Puck comes back to Cruz, however. Vorlicki has it at the point. Vorlicki to Scholes, who's coming out late on the change.
That's got to hurt.
His lap shot stings an ankle, a skate. It hits something up front of one of the Falcon players.
Whatever it was, it hurt.
Scholes has it along the near side and plays it on the boards deep below the goal line. Lucius is tied up. Puck squirts loose and finally scooped up by the Falcons' DuBois, who plays it to the far side but can't get it out of the zone. Dubois follows up, digs at it, and then heads off on a change as finally his teammates are able to get control of it, but paying a heavy price for that was Sam Brennan, who tried to get the center ice line so he could dump it in, but couldn't quite get there. And as he did, he slowed and now head off, and we get a whistle and a stoppage here with 10:37 to go in the first.
The Badger down against, it was Simon Tassie, who, and I'm not sure who the other player is. Oh, it's Fitzgerald, who basically two-on-one the young man and smacked him against the boards as hard as I've seen in tonight's game by any stretch of the imagination. But Fitzgerald was very, very slow to get up.
Well, that was a hit nobody enjoyed because Brennan was slow going back to the bench. Fitzgerald is actually now heading straight to the Badger locker room. So not going to be good news for at least the short term here for Christian Fitzgerald. Hey, Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Off the faceoff in the Badger zone. Falcons get it down below the goal line. A sharp angle shot thrown right on McClellan, who had to be ready for it, and he was turning it away. That bid off the stick of Brian Adams. Oh, do my best to not...
He's not in concert.
Tonight. Yeah, I was, you beat me to it. I mean, I thought of every Brian Adams lyric and song title I could for saying at some point tonight. Dexheimer with a shot from the blue line. That's snatched out of the air by Blessing. And the Chandler, Arizona native will hang on to take a faceoff nearing the midway point of the first period. Now 10:06 on the clock.
Despite the fact that we make fun of the surname of Guy Blessing, he does come from that hockey hotbed, yeah. Chandler, Arizona.
Yes. He played for an NHL team, the Lone Star Brahmas. I like some of those names He's played in 40 games. Yeah, Brahma's 16-18-2 with a career 3.12 goals against average. Now you got me doing Arizona. It's Air Force Control. I got the faceoff getting out to sun ice and in the Badger zone. But ridden up against the boards is Parker Brown. Falcons get control. Play to Starring at the blue line. He gets a pass into the middle and a long wrist shot sent on net by Will Gavin. And who else but Kyle McClellan was there yet again to deny him, putting the glove out there, that big paw, and catching it, hanging on, leaving no rebound with a man, that being Parker Brown, camped right on his doorstep.
Yeah, and Pilatichuk had him pretty much tied up, but he took away the vision, the sight vision, by every stretch of the imagination.
They're going to take a timeout. We will as well. The Badgers leading it 1-0 over Air Force. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Make organizing your home your first New Year's resolution with help from Menards. Keep your home organized with Designer's Image Closet Solutions. They're perfect for storing clothes and hanging accessories. Find a closet solution that's right for you and save big money. Get a Designer's Image white wooden closet system for $399.94 now at Menards. Check out this and more great deals going on now during Menards' New Year's sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin, together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Badgers leading Air Force by score 1-0 here in the first period of play with 9:46 to go. Offensive zone faceoff for Air Force. Casanino pulls it back to the point. Long shot from just inside the blue line. Traffic again right on top of McClellan. Yep. He's able to somehow find the puck and make the save, despite having Baumgartner right on his doorstep.
Well, the interesting part about that is that's the center iceman who won the draw, and he doesn't make any bones about it. He's going straight to the net, and Cilia has to stay with him, which he did. But again, it's taking away sight lines for the Badger goaltender.
You're right. It was Owen Baumgartner, 6 with the shot at 26. Casentino, who was out front and dumped down to the ice. But McClellan, again, makes yet another big save for the Badgers, who control it here now in their own zone. Lucius will lug it out to center ice and then wrist it off the back wall deep into the offensive zone. Lucius gets to it on a, creating another turnover just with his speed and hustle. Lucius with a little flip centering pass, doesn't connect, but then Lucius, he's like, got it on a string, and if you don't want to do it, I'll go get it and take it. Tries to throw a shot towards the net. It's blocked and never reaches its destination.
Turn the puck over. It's got the wrong magnet on it. It's supposed to be on my stick.
Baumgartner brings it out to center ice. It's dumped into the Badger zone by Gavin. But he and Baumgartner now head off on a change. Lotch peeling away from pressure in his own zone. We'll get it off the back wall to Kerr. Badgers on top, 1-0. Kerr knocked down to the ice. Lotch plays a pass to Sawyer Scholl. Badgers a little bit bottled up in their zone sometimes and through the neutral zone as they try to get it in and get in on the attack. Once they get it into the offensive zone, they've had some good flow and pressure, but it's getting there that's been the challenge.
And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the lineup has changed. Mm-hmm. I think when Quinn Finley was here and he was pretty much set on his line, now all of a sudden you've got Christian Fitzgerald who's out of the lineup, and Sawyer Scholl will move up to whatever line he's on right now. But Mellenbacher, Tyson Dick, and Whitelaw originally started, but now we have Sawyer Scholl, Mellenbacher, and Whitelaw as this line.
And congratulations to Quinn Finley, who scored a goal today for Team USA in their 11-3 win over Switzerland in the World Junior Championships in Sweden. Hudson, Wisconsin native and current Michigan State Spartan, Isaac Howard with a goal as well. Gopher Jimmy Snuggerud with 3 goals and assists, helping the Badgers, Quinn Finley and the rest of his Team USA to the 11-3 victory. They'll play again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Team 2-0 so far at the World Juniors.
It's just too bad the Snuggeruds can't score. Have no offensive talent.
He's got a snipe.
Oh, quick trigger, man.
That's for sure. Offensive zone faceoff after an icing call on Air Force. They'll do it again. Tyson Dick trying to control it, can't do so. It'll flutter out to center ice. Vorlicki is there, and the Badger captain dumps it in deep and then takes a big hit right in front of the Air Force bench. Lost his stick, and now Vorlicki will head off to the bench, and Podolochuk will come over. Tyson Dick applying the pressure here on the forecheck, joined by Charlie Stramel. 2-on-2, they try to win a battle, and they do. Tyson Dick backhands it, centers it toward Tassi, couldn't complete the pass, however, and a chance for Air Force to clear the zone. They get it to center, but Dexheimer slams it back towards the offensive blue line. There's Air Force with a change going on, and that is a lot of blue sweaters.
Exactly.
Hopping and coming and going over the boards there. Not sure how many players are on the ice at any given moment, but no penalty call coming. Dexheimer picks off a pass, dumps it in, but not deep. Brennan plays it cross ice. It'll find its way out to center ice, where it's backhanded in by Brendan Gibbons. Stopped by McClellan behind his own net. Plays it along the far wall. Horbach collects it. Plays it ahead to Bantle. Bantle through the neutral zone. Plays it to the near wall, where Lindmark is tripped up as he got to the puck. Bantle delivers a heavy hit as well. Held at the line by Kerr. Flutters high up into the air. Blessing catches it in his midsection and hangs on. And he had Owen Lindmark checking his dental records face-to-face with him right at the top of the crease.
I don't think anything's going to come out of this, but Carson Bantle got away with one. At the end of the play, watch Bantle. You'll see Lindmark jostling, and then Bantle just gives the guy a little shove and says, here, go lay down by the crease so you don't get in my way.
Well, he had just delivered a big hit a moment ago in the corner. So Carson Bantle throwing his weight around, and certainly in watching the game so far in this first half of the season, as you and I touched on during the pregame show, the confidence that Carson Bantle is playing with in this first half of this season, just so important and so much different than a year ago when he was frustrated and he couldn't hit water falling out of a boat in Lake Michigan. Air Force gets it out to center ice as they bring it into the offensive zone. It'll be dumped deep around past McClellan. Kerr gets to it, able to poke it along the boards, absorbs a big hit that sends him high into the air from Brian Adams. But the Badgers get it out, and then Cruz Lucius dumps it in deep into the offensive zone. Cilia there on the forecheck, can't get to the puck. Lucius following up, knocks his man down from behind. Controlled by Hedden. He'll play it off the boards behind his own net as the Air Force Falcons regroup. Will Starring, the Springfield, Virginia native, sets up shop behind his own cage, being watched by Owen Mellenbacher right out front. Long lead pass through center ice is tipped into the offensive zone by Costantino. It'll go back behind the cage. Badgers get it. Vorlicki has it on his backhand. Slides it below the goal line, but it's picked up by Costantino. Centering pass deflects off the stick of Scholes, and then a rebound was loose. And another big save by McClellan, denying Parker Brown. Badgers race back the other way. Scholes up front. He's turned away. Scholes has control of his centering pass, goes through the slot. Vorlicki collects it, takes it below the goal line and behind the net. Circles to the far side, all the way around to the top of the circles. Finds his way into his forehand, a shot right on a pad, saved by Blessing. Comes back to the point. Whitelaw with a backhand pass to Dexheimer. He'll send it to the far side to Vorlicki. Captain plays it below the goal line. On Scholes' stick, on his backhand side, plays it to Mellenbacher behind the net. He tries a wraparound attempt. It rolls off his blade and through the slot. Badgers keep it in the zone as they get a couple of guys changing here and get some fresh legs on, but keep it in the offensive zone. Finally, it's lifted all the way down to McClellan at the other end, and both teams can finish up a change. 5:30 to go in the opening period. Badgers on top, 1-0. Stramel through the neutral zone, plays it off the boards, and he'll race after it, being the first one to get to it, but can't control it. It's chipped to the far side. Oliphant will try to get it out, reloads, and finally wrists it out and into the bench, and so that'll bring a stoppage at 5:16 showing on the clock.
Well, it's been breakneck pace. I don't think that either team is, either coaching staffs are disappointed in the amount of effort and at least the energy shown here in the first period. Not sure that it'll hold up for three periods after 18 days off for Bucky, but fact of the matter is they came out both guns blazing.
Boy, getting a replay look at the chance a moment ago for Parker Brown, just point blank staring at Kyle McClellan on that rebound, and quick reactions for McClellan to get that pad out and deny him. Even though the Badgers have been winning a lot of races to the puck and showing their speed and skill and lead it 1-0 here on the scoreboard, it's not like Air Force hasn't had plenty of quality chances. 8-6 the shots on goal in the Falcons' favor right now. Behind the net in the Badger zone, Dexheimer is tripped up as he tried to play the puck along the near boards, and that allows the Falcons' Nate Horn to take control of it. Play it back to the point. Held at the line by Starring. He loses it. It'll come out to center ice, but dumped right back in onto Starrick's stick as he came in. However, he was offside, and so that'll bring a faceoff just outside the Badger zone, right down below us here at Five Serve Forum.
Well, the best part of that shift is that he just saw Christian Fitzgerald come out and play that shift. So obviously not too seriously an injury during that little fray against the boards. And they can get the back